Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We continue our conversation about the events in Orlando over the weekend. 49 people now confirmed dead. They have identified some 48 of them. The investigation continues. And joining us on the line right now is Joe Persicini, who's executive director of the D.C. Police Foundation. But for purposes of this conversation, perhaps more importantly, was the assistant director in charge of the Washington field office of the FBI at one point. Joe, good morning to you.
Morning, Brian and Larry. How are you?
We're doing very well, and thank you for joining us. Look, I'm confused about one thing, and I want you to help me understand how this could be. There's a guy who came up on the FBI radar on two, and maybe I'm told maybe as many as three occasions. They went by. They investigated the guy. They couldn't quite put it all together, and so they took him off the list of people who needed to be watched. Shouldn't that person have remained on some kind of list somewhere?
Well, those attorney general guidelines are very specific in what you can and cannot do. And when they received that information, they probably opened up a preliminary investigation, and that preliminary investigation limits what investigative techniques you can use until you can predicate a full field investigation. So I'm sure, remember, that allegation went to the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and those detectives and those agents, I'm sure, worked as diligently as they possibly can and couldn't develop information that he had direct ties or that he had the capacity. So it's the guidelines, you know. This isn't like the homicide detective where you talk about hunches. You can't use a hunch.
Well, I guess the reason I ask is because it seems to me there was another opportunity. I mean, if this was a guy that was on their radar at some point, and I suspect the agents really felt there was something there, they just couldn't quite put it together, there was an opportunity to stop this when he bought an AR-15 and a handgun about a week ago, and he had to go through an FBI background check. That's required, is it not? Okay. To go through the crime computer to see if the guy has any purchase of a weapon requires that. Why wasn't there a flag that went up that said, hey, maybe you should go by and find out what this guy's up to?
Well, I know you've had these discussions before. You know that the National Instant Gun Check System cannot be used for background investigation purposes. That's specifically set forth in the law.
Is that something that needs to change?
Well, I would, you know, there's a lot of things we need to throw on the table. Let's talk about NICS. Let's talk about what we enter it. I haven't heard one person mention Apple and our technology companies who refuse to cooperate with law enforcement. Let's ask Apple, are they going to provide the FBI the information on Mr. Mateen's phone? Or are they going to protect their customers? So if we're going to throw gun control and we're going to throw NICS system, let's throw our American technology companies on the table also. You know, this is a time to take a good examination of everything we have on the books and stop harnessing law enforcement's ability to use their expertise.
Can you tell me a little bit more about when the FBI gets called about someone like this and said, hey, this guy's, you know, got us concerns, and it goes so far as for the FBI to come out and investigate and question him. How many, if you could estimate based on your experience, how many calls like that, how many investigations, how many people in our country are getting visits by the FBI like this, just so we can have some perspective?
Well, first, let's credit his fellow employees for calling in.
Right.
That is rare. I know we have the program Say Something, See Something. But, you know, as Joe DeGeneva said, our employers and our associates are very concerned about people labeling them as racist. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they did call in was just a tremendous feat of courage. You know, I think to say how many, I couldn't answer that, but not enough. Let's go through some of the histories of some of these shootings we've had. Go back to the, you know, the Holocaust shooter. You know, the family members knew. Let's go back to the Boston bombing. There are so many people that should have called in but didn't. So it's very hard and it's very difficult to talk about the numbers. They do get visits. Those JTTF respond to every allegation. So, you know, I'm concerned about people saying they didn't do their job. They did their job under the confines of the rules that exist today.
I heard the special agent in charge down in Orlando say that, well, this is now part of the evidence in our ongoing investigation, and we can't talk about that. And I understand that you always want to protect some evidence, but if the man who did the shootings is dead, what case are they building now?
Well, first of all, let's talk about accomplices, just like in San Bernardino. So now you develop individuals that may have helped him, that may have educated him. So until they look at all that electronic data from every bit of communication devices that he has, I wouldn't say a word either. The U.S. Attorney's Office and the Department of Justice would say, wait, we need to do a complete profile of this individual. Who's he talked to? What has he been reading? Let's look at his library card. All those areas where, you know, we're a population that sometimes forgets easily, and we start backing off of those techniques that we provide law enforcement. You know, Joe also mentioned about employment law. Look at some of the new employment law that we're passing. Yeah. You cannot ask specific questions of whether they've been convicted or arrested until you hire them. So I know we're trying to protect individuals who have paid their dues to society, but are we protecting people who are potentially harmful to society?
We're going to have to leave it right there, but we do appreciate you joining us. He's the executive director of the D.C. Police Foundation and also former assistant director in charge of the Washington Field Office for the FBI. Joe Persicini, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
Joe.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.